You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand is grossly underprepared if we were to find ourselves facing a fentanyl crisis as life-saving overdose reversal medication continues to be out of reach. Naloxone is one of the best tools available to treat opioid overdoses and is available in New Zealand in two forms, via a nasal spray or in an injectable form. However, only the nasal spray is available over the counter and is $92 for a pack of two. Experts say opioid overdoses already claim at least 40 lives a year in the country, and there is a risk Aotearoa could face an opioid crisis like the ones being experienced in North America and Europe if adulterated drugs continue to circulate in the New Zealand drug market. I spoke to Sarah Helm, Chief Executive of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, about this matter. We saw fentanyl circulating in the Wairarapa last month. It's a miracle that no one died. And after this, how important is it that naloxone become widely available in New Zealand?
Oh, it's incredibly important that we get naloxone out there and widely distributed, firstly among all frontline responders, so police, ambulance, all of the ambulances, some of them have it at the moment, so please, if you do experience overdose, please do call an ambulance. But also, fire engines and community and alcohol and drug workers. And we need it distributed among people who use drugs or be able to be distributed in an emergency. So around the world we've seen mass opioid overdoses, and the risk of that happening here would be most significant if we saw, say, a fentanyl adulteration of our methamphetamine or MDMA supply, for example. And so you would have a whole bunch of New Zealanders accidentally taking fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is incredibly powerful, and so if you take just a few little specks more than you can accidentally overdose, and a fatality is a reality. So we're seeing tens of thousands of people die each year in the States and Canada and parts of Europe. We don't want that to happen here, obviously. And one of the things that they've done to help to ensure that, people are able to be resuscitated is widely give out naloxone. But here we have been just strangled by a mountain of red tape trying to get that made available to people.
So what is naloxone and how does it work during a fentanyl overdose?
Yeah, so it's a medication that reverses overdose, so it resuscitates people, and so it's incredibly helpful, especially for a layperson, but actually even for emergency services. You're much more likely to survive the overdose if naloxone is administered, and there's two types of it. One type is a nasal spray and the other type is an injection. People generally prefer the nasal spray because it's a bit easier to work in an emergency, or if you're a layperson who's never used a needle before. It's administered and it brings a person back.
So you're calling for a system similar to what they have in Australia. What does that look like?
Yeah, we are, because look, we have this wonderful system designed to protect people from bad medicine, which is MedSafe, and PharmAct with the funding stuff. Both of those bodies have such complicated rules that we can't get either of the versions of naloxone widely distributed to the people who need to have it. And in an emergency, we were hamstrung. The only reason we were able to get any to, say, police officers is we had purchased some ourselves through some fundraising. So in Australia, they have similar, fantastic, but really useless in these situations, types of regulations. And so the Australian government created a scheme to get naloxone out there. It's been so effective that they have extended it. And in fact, in reading the evaluation, there's been no negative consequence of making naloxone available. So there's no reason for the restrictions on it. And so making it free and making it able to be given out to lay people to be able to use is just super, super important, because in an emergency we're going to need it. So one of my colleagues is Canadian, and when she was at university, she her and her friends had experimented with MDMA, and the MDMA supply was adulterated with fentanyl, and her friends died. Because naloxone wasn't available and it hadn't been known about at that point in time, and so suddenly they were all being trained in overdose prevention. In that situation in New Zealand, we would be stuffed. We wouldn't have the tools we need to prevent further fatalities.
So the Medicines Classifications Committee has recommended a few changes, not to the extent of which the Drug Foundation is advocating for. However, what would these changes mean for accessing it in New Zealand?
The frustrating thing is, even to kick that system into gear, we had to make an application. So it's not like they've done that of their own accord, not how the system works. And then we put forward a proposal. They took a lesser one, so that our proposal would have seen more wider distribution of that possible. What they've done is locked it down so that, so it's just the needle version, so the needle and the nasal spray. The needle version can be given out by organisations that already do needle distribution through, like the needle exchanges for people who inject drugs. So it'll make it a little bit more accessible, particularly for the people who are experiencing overdose at the moment. So we actually already lose 46 New Zealanders on average every year to opioid overdose, and that naloxone will help save some of those lives. So we're actually celebrating that, of course. But in terms of preparedness for the wider community and a fentanyl outbreak, we're nowhere near where we need to be.
Yeah, so are you concerned that the government isn't being proactive enough and it'll be, too late before they actually do anything about it, when they'll be reacting to an awful situation?
We've been advising on naloxone for actually many years, predating me, and watching this horror happen around the world. And the things that we have achieved is getting drug checking in place. Wonderful. People can test their substance. That is how we even knew that fentanyl was here, firstly. We've got an early warning system in place, which means that our system kicks into gear, and when we find out something's happened, we've got a little bit of a system to put into play to monitor for dangerous substances in the community. But we've been asking for naloxone for years, and we've been briefing people even in my time in the foundation for the last couple of years. So we are now tearing our hair out, because the reality has been demonstrated to everybody. We are not immune from a fentanyl crisis here in New Zealand, so we really need to take action now.
Yeah, so how does this problem get solved when there is such a hostility towards users and what they're doing is criminalised? Like, how are they going to want to reach out and seek help if they've got this fear and the stigma around them?
You're so right about that. I mean, of course, we want law reform. We also would love to be given some resource to do some destigmatisation work, because it's going to take a wee while to shift away from the sort of negative view of people who have used drugs. A whole range of people use drugs for a whole range of reasons, and we really need those people to feel included and able to have the things that they need to make them well, just as much as any other New Zealander. At the moment, if you do experience any concerning symptoms or you witness an overdose, please do seek help. The ambulances will help you. Generally, we're seeing a shift. I'm not saying the police have quite got there, but generally we're seeing a shift from our friends in the police towards more of an approach that is health-based. We really encourage people to seek help in those situations. But at the moment, a New Zealander isn't actually protected in law from prosecution, even in that situation.
That was Sarah Helm, Chief Executive of the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.